2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It's 66 degrees.
It's an accident-free start to the drive. I'm Heather Kelly.
A suspected drunk driver has been arrested after a crash that left a mailman pinned between two cars.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the latest, John.
Yeah, Amanda, Lehigh police say that Stephen Smith, a man with a history of drunken driving, hit a mail carrier yesterday afternoon and pinned him between two vehicles. Cops say the mail carrier was making deliveries around 23rd West, just north of Main Street, when he was struck by Smith. The mail carrier had to be transported to Murray Intermountain Medical Center in serious condition. Police are reporting that he was in surgery for injuries that are not believed to be life-threatening. Meanwhile, Smith was arrested by Lehigh police on suspicion of DUI before later being released. Now, back in 2017, he was convicted of a Class B misdemeanor for DUI. He also has a history of convictions including burglary, theft, and attempted forgery, court records indicate. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Highway Patrol says they had a dangerous start to the 100 deadliest days of the highways. Lieutenant Nick Street says more than 3,400 speeding tickets and warnings were written over the holiday weekend.
When you're seeing brake lights, there's a reason. We need you to slow down, too. Don't think you're going to take it as an opportunity to get ahead of everybody else.
119 drivers were caught, get this, going over 100 miles an hour or more.
Firefighters say you are the key to keeping fires under control this year.
Combine hotter than normal temperatures, almost no rain, and a lot of brush from the past 2 years, and you have the perfect recipe for a bad fire season. But Utah State Forester Brian Cottom says people are causing most of the fires.
Already this year in the state, all land statewide, we've had 237 wildfires. That's compared to 67 last year at this time. That's a four-time increase in the number of fires, and 95% of them are human-caused.
The U.S. Forest Service says they put out about a dozen campfires over the weekend, luckily catching them before they became a bigger problem. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Anti-police protests in Minnesota turned violent. KSL's top national stories now. Back to Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, police lobbed tear gas at protesters as police car and station windows were smashed in Minneapolis Tuesday. This follows the death of an unarmed black man being held by a knee to the ground, telling officers he could not breathe.
It's about having peace in the streets between the citizens and the police.
The four officers involved have been fired. The FBI is investigating. For the first time in 9 years, American astronauts lift off from U.S. soil today. And it's the first time they'll be riding a private rocket, the SpaceX Falcon launch vehicle.
I think continuing to push into space challenges us as Americans, challenges us as scientists and engineers.
Bob Behnken is one of the two heading to the International Space Station this afternoon. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio, and 94 veterans have now died of COVID-19 at the Holyoke, Massachusetts Soldiers Home. Congressman Richard Neal's uncle lives in the crowded nursing home.
Those individuals sit almost on top of each other.
The superintendent's been replaced as nearly 40% of residents there have died. And add China to the countries making vaccine progress. A company called CanSino gave shots to 100 people, saying it proved safe and caused an antibody response against the spike protein the novel coronavirus uses to infect cells. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
After months in hiding, a woman who claims to be the best friend of an Idaho woman charged with abandoning her two children is breaking her silence. Melanie Gibb tells East Idaho News she was with Lori Vallow when she met Chad Daybell.
Chad told Lori when they first met that they had been married before?
Not in this, you know, right now in this earth life, but in multiple earth lives.
In a previous life.
Mm-hmm.
In a three-part interview being released over the next couple of days, Gibbs says Lori and Chad became very close, talking on the phone every day while still married to their former spouses.
Many high school athletes have started practicing again. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary.
Tim, the day after Memorial Day is when fall sports typically start practicing, and 25 of Utah's 41 school districts now have football players out on the fields and other teams together again. They have restrictions, and students had to sign waivers. A couple spring sports tournaments are starting up, too, without too many spectators there. Girls golf tees off this morning at 7 at Fox Hollow. But the Jordan Cup we told you about will not happen. Some doctors told the Jordan Board of Education last night they were too worried about it. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Westminster College will have in-person classes this fall.
From Westminster's statement, as a small private college, we have more teaching and learning options than most larger, more complex institutions. It also reads the school took into consideration Utah's case numbers and low vulnerability. Masks will be required along with distancing and hygiene, and specific classroom, dining, and residence hall protocols are being crafted. Westminster College President Bethany Dobkin hedged against another outbreak, however, saying their planning includes safety and flexibility to shift back to more remote learning if needed. Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.